From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Well, let's talk about some vanishing civilizations and some of your work. What have you been up to lately?
Oh, George, the biggest discoveries now are in the technology, unquestionably. The fossils, obviously, I keep finding and discovering more fossils and more giant body parts and more scratch marks, claw marks, teeth marks, skin, fossilized petrified skin of large creatures, going up to 300 meters, what is that, 1,000 feet.
Wow.
Small ones, small giants, large giants, all various sizes of giants, all kinds of reptilian teeth, hearts, lungs, all kinds of claws, hooves, etc., etc. So my museum keeps expanding and growing. But the big thing really is our rapid expansion in starting to truly understand ancient advanced technology. And that really gives me the most joy at the moment, where we're truly getting to come into grips with what they used and how they used it, and showing the evidence of the fact that this is actually advanced technology. It's not just a bunch of stones.
And let's talk about some of these ruins. How did you come across this story?
Well, the people that have been listening to your show and people that watch my website and my videos will be aware of this. For those that are new, welcome. This is, in my opinion, probably and possibly one of the biggest stories in archaeology in the last 100 years. Because we've uncovered, or I have uncovered, I guess I can say that, the largest vanished civilization that's ever been uncovered on Earth. Because more than, as you mentioned in your introduction, there are more than 10 million of these stone circle ruins in southern Africa, which really between South Africa and Zimbabwe mostly, which is just north of us. And then some of it is in Botswana, which is sort of northwest of us, and some of it is Mozambique to the east and north of us, but mostly South Africa and Zimbabwe. And so the stone circle ruins have been, the awareness of them goes back 500 years.
Jeez.
When the Portuguese first came around the Cape of Good Hope on the way to India and the east. Cape of Good Hope is known as Cape Town. So when they came around the Cape of Good Hope and they landed up on the shores of what is today Mozambique and South Africa and that part, the Indian Ocean. And they asked the local tribes, when they met the local tribes, this was in the late 1400s, early 1500s. It's 500 years ago. And they found some of these ancient ruins. They went all the way up to Great Zimbabwe. And when they asked the local tribes that they encountered who built these structures, they were told, we didn't build them. We're just occupying them. And so that's how far back the awareness of these stone circles go. And then nothing happened until the rediscovery of Great Zimbabwe in 1876, when I think it was an American that was there somewhere in Great Zimbabwe, and he brought a German archaeologist or German explorer called Karl Mauch, and he showed him the Great Zimbabwe ruins. So when Great Zimbabwe was shown to the Europeans in around 1876, that then created the wave of interest in these stone circle structures and these stone circle ruins in southern Africa. And then brought a host of explorers and aristocratic explorations. You can imagine in those days, the only people that could go and explore these far and distant exotic lands were the wealthy aristocrats from Europe. That's it.
Right. So, right.
It wasn't as if it was humanitarian, or it was all, let's go and find some treasure, discover some exciting place to see what lands we can conquer and see how much stuff we can loot and bring back for our personal collection that we can sell and for the museums. So we've got to put things into context here.
Michael, what would you say would be the significance of the stone ruins?
Well, the significance, in my opinion, is that they tell us that there was a huge vanished civilization here. And this went on thousands and thousands of years. So there are a number of significant points. First of all, it tells us that this civilization goes back 300,000 years. Okay,
wow.
Pay attention to this number. I'm not saying 3,000 or 30,000. I'm saying 300,000 years. And I'll share some evidence with you how I can be so confident about this. And this evidence I'm referring to now is actually relatively new. I only really got this evidence in January 2020, just before the lockdown nonsense hit us. So we're dealing with an incredibly old civilization. The next significant thing is that we're dealing with the vastness of it, the sheer numbers of these ruins, 10 million or more. The next point of significance is that it exposed the ancient advanced technology, the technological tools that I've collected for my museum, in my museum for everyone to see, and out in the mountains, still they cover the mountains, the technology is actually lying on the land as well. And I'll go more into that if you want to go in that direction.
Yeah, please. I'd love to hear. We've got some time. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just finish the significant points. And then the fact that the stone circles themselves are energy-generating devices, so that they weren't dwellings for people or animals, that they were actually built with no doors and entrances, and that every stone circle generates energy, generates sound frequencies. Those sound frequencies that move through the walls create magnetic fields, and those moving magnetic fields obviously create electromagnetic fields. So this is very advanced knowledge of the use of sound, resonance, and frequency. And the other significant thing is that all of this activity here points to the presence and the work of the Anunnaki. Enki and his gold mining clan that came down here to Southern Africa mining gold. You know all about it. Anyone that studied or read Zachariah Sitchin.
Right.
And then read Anton Parks, more recently, all his brilliant works, talks in great detail about the mining of gold, the obsession with gold, and this place called the Abzu that they refer to, which seems to be Zimbabwe and South Africa, and they found huge amounts of gold here. And the evidence that I'm finding more and more, almost on a weekly and a monthly basis, of more ancient gold mines is just staggering.
Are they still mining for gold down there now, Michael?
Gold, they, yes and no, or no and yes. First of all, we have very good intelligence from very advanced photographic and ground penetrating radar technology that has been shared with me over the last 10 years. We have very strong visual indicators of underground tunnels. And when I say underground tunnels, I don't mean just one or two. I'm talking hundreds of underground tunnels that seem to contain loads, tons and tons of gold in each tunnel, and tons from 100 tons to a few thousand tons of gold. So, yes, there seems to be gold lying, processed gold, mined processed gold lying in these tunnels underground. They're very difficult to get to. And there also seems to be some sort of an energetic distortion when you dig to find these tunnels. And I speak from experience. We've spent a lot of time and money and effort to try and find one of the most accessible tunnels, and it became very difficult. If you don't know how to dig tunnels, if you don't have an engineering background, if you don't have the right tools and equipment, it's very, very difficult. And it's very, very expensive. That's the next thing. So anyone thinks they're gonna go dig the tunnels and get the gold out, you know, you have another thing coming. It's not as simple as that.
Are these extraterrestrials we're talking about, or humans with incredible technology?
These, at this stage, it's all pointing to the Anunnaki. So, you know, call them extraterrestrials,
right,
or other dimensional beings. It all depends to what you subscribe, what space is at the moment. You know, I'm beginning to think more and more that space is actually just a different dimension. That may be what NASA has been showing us and the sci-fi movies have been showing us about space may not necessarily be true, that space is actually just different dimensions. So that's a whole very another interesting discussion, by the way.
Michael, you discovered some kind of cone-shaped tool. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's really critical. And I guess that's one of my contributions towards archaeology and discovering ancient advanced technology. And it actually, George, it was by accident, completely by accident, that I discovered the cone-shaped tools. And the reason I say this is when I first started to walk and explore the stone circles here in around my little town, the little mountainous town of Waterfallboven, or above the waterfall, that's what it means in Dutch, the original Dutch, Waterfallboven. And I started to walk and explore the stone circles in my area and the mountains around me. In the first 6 months, I walked through about 1,000 stone ruins. And that brings me back to, you know, the significance and how far back it goes and how many stone circles there are. So I thought, well, if I can walk through 1,000 stone circles in 6 months, there must be at least 100,000 of these. And then I started to count them, and I realized that there's a lot more than that. There's 10 million or more. But the cone-shaped tools became significant because in among the stone circles and the mountains, I started to pick up these weird cone-shaped stones. And to anyone that starts to look at, you know, tools and artifacts and archaeological stuff, they jump out like a sore thumb. So I started to collect and bring them to my little museum that I started in 2008. That has now grown, by the way, to a museum of, you know, hundreds, possibly over 1,000 artifacts on display, like I mentioned. And I brought these cone-shaped tools to the museum, not realizing that what I was actually collecting weren't cone-shaped tools. They were actually fossilized and petrified spikes and teeth and claws from dinosaurs and other extinct creatures. But among them were a few that could be defined as actual cone-shaped tools, but it's the fossilized body parts that made me call them cone-shaped tools. And then I started to research cone-shaped tools in history, and I realized that every ancient culture and civilization was fascinated and has very explicit images and statues and carvings of people in ancient times holding cone-shaped tools, using cone-shaped tools, healing with cone-shaped tools, mining with cone-shaped tools, and doing a whole bunch of stuff with cone-shaped tools in their hands. And then I realized it goes, you know, from the Sumerians to England to Northern Europe to the Americas, North America, the Mayas, through South America, obviously Southern Africa, to Australia, cone-shaped tools in every bloody ancient civilization. So it was by accident, I thought that the petrified teeth and spikes and horns were cone-shaped tools, only to realize later that they were actually petrified body parts.
No.
It's an interesting accidental discovery, yeah.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.